Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story that is a little golden book story. And it is something that we call a biography, which means it is a true story about a person. And this person was an amazing person. It is a very cool lady, very brave lady. And her name is Harriet Tubman. And this story was written by Jane Brownwood, and it's illustrated by Robert Paul Jr. And it's read today by Mommy and Fifi. All right. Well, welcome, Fifi. Are you ready for your story? Awesome sauce. I know, just so that we all know, friends, we do love to read all kinds of stories, and we've got a huge collection of books. But there are some that just really jump out as being really interesting. And it's kind of important that we read a little bit about history. And so this story takes place a long time ago. So we're going to read about it. But before we do, we have to give our patrons shout out, don't we?
Beep, beep, beep.
Do you remember who our patrons are that we want to say thank you to? Okay. Well, the mom's name was Katie, and she had three dudes. Do you remember their names? David, James, and Liam. Well, David, James, and Liam, we hope that you hear about this brave woman, and we are excited to read it to you. So, let's jump right in.
Wait, this kid named Anne?
No, you goof. It would have been funny if that kid's name was Anne. But I don't think I've ever met anybody named Anne.
If who's?
Maybe if Andy.
If which kid was named Anne?
Well, any of them. But those weren't the names of our friends who are on our patrons. So let's read our story. Okay. Harriet Tubman was a hero who helped free enslaved black people from the brutal conditions of slavery. That's a lot to take in. Let's see if we can understand more. Harriet Tubman's birth name was Araminta Minty Ross. What a fun name to be named Minty. I wonder why they call her Harriet if her name was Minty. Let's find out. She was born in Dorchester County, Maryland, to her loving parents, Harriet Ritt Green and Ben Ross. Minty lived with Ritt and Ben and many brothers and sisters in a tiny cabin that had dirt floors and no windows or beds. Minty was born sometime in the early 1820s, and that would have been 200 years ago. Her parents never wrote down her birth date because Minty and the members of her family were not allowed to learn to read or write. Can you imagine not knowing how to read or write? Many of us don't, because we're too young to learn. But you're getting there, and you can learn to read right now. Do you want to try some of these words?
No.
Not yet? Okay, that's all right for today. We'll get there. These are pretty big words, too, like this one. They were enslaved people, owned by a person who made them work, and in terrible conditions, and with no pay. During Minty's early life, slavery existed in the United States, especially in the southern states. Slavers enforced black people to do hard work and often punished them severely. Enslavers sold black people to other enslavers, making it impossible for family members to see each other again.
What did they do?
Mm-hmm. This is a very sad picture. It's not an easy one to look at, but it looks like what they're doing is they're taking two of the people in this family away from them. I want to just take a moment to say how blessed we are to live in a country that right now does not allow any slavery, and you will never have to worry about somebody who owns you coming in and grabbing you and taking you away. Because no one can own you in the United States. You are free.
What did it
mean? Well, this was a long time ago. Like I said, this was 200 years ago. Now, When Ninty was a very young girl, she was forced to take care of babies. She also had to walk through freezing water to empty muskrat traps. As she grew, she was given even harder jobs.
What are muskrats?
I'm so glad you asked. Muskrats are small rodents. They're no good. You don't want to have them. So as she grew, she was given even harder jobs, like plowing fields or driving oxen or chopping wood. The work was exhausting, but Minty persevered. When Minty was a young woman, she married a man named John Tubman. Minty soon learned that she would be separated from John and her family and sold to an enslaver further south from where she lived. She knew what she had to do, run away to a state in the north to become a free person. Ooh, that's pretty brave. Let's see what happens. Minty ran off in the dark of night. She used skills she had learned from her father, how to move through the woods, how to wade through the river to throw off any hounds tracking her scent, and how to follow the North Star. These skills helped her to hide from slave catchers, which are people who hunted runaway enslaved people and returned them to slavers for rewards. Does not sound like a fun thing. As Minty made the 90-mile journey north, she was led by her faith and the helpful hands of the Underground Railroad, which was a secret group of people who helped those who were seeking freedom. This group provided food and shelter and information and guidance and even transportation. In 1849, after a long and dangerous journey, Minty reached Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and she was a free woman. And now she would be called Harriet, after her mother. Harriet found a job working in a hotel, and although she enjoyed being free, she missed her family greatly and decided she had to help them become free too. It wouldn't be easy. In 1850, Congress passed the Fugitive Slave Act, a law that allowed slave catchers to capture former enslaved people, even in the free states in the North, and return them to their owners. But that didn't stop Harriet. She was fierce and determined. Harriet became a conductor in the Underground Railroad. She guided others in navigating many miles of trails and woods and rivers to freedom. Well, you know what a railroad is, but I can see why you're asking that question, because there aren't any tracks here in this picture, are there? They're following tracks that you can't see with your eyes. They're imaginary tracks, but the people who know which way to go are following a road kind of like a railroad would be. Only they're doing it as quietly as they can. They called it the Underground Railroad because that's how they moved people around without getting caught. Now, she traveled back to Maryland to rescue her brothers and led them all the way to Canada, where the Fugitive Slave Act could not be enforced. Harriet rescued people over and over, bringing her parents and more of her family members and other enslaved people to the North to be free. Word spread of what Harriet was doing, and enslavers began to put up wanted posters offering a reward for anyone who captured her, and this made Harriet's work even more dangerous. But her faith kept her going.
What made her faith more bad?
Her work was dangerous because they were looking for her and they had pictures of her. And so people who were bad guys could look and see what she looks like. And then if they saw her, they could snatch her up. But she had faith. She believed that she would be protected. Do you know who she believed would protect her?
Who?
Guess.
God.
Correct. Not only did Harriet make many trips to rescue enslaved people, but she also gave speeches about the cruelty of slavery, despite having never learned how to read you're right. Harriet's fame grew, as did the respect that people felt for her. In 1861, the Civil War broke out. Harriet was asked to help the Northern United Union Army defeat the Southern Confederate Army. She worked as a scout to recruit black soldiers, a nurse to help the wounded, and a spy to get more information, and even a battle commander. Harriet was the first woman in the United States to lead a raid, helping to free hundreds of enslaved people. She was a... Look at this. In the picture, we can see there she is. She's in her uniform and off she goes to save people. In 1865, the Union Army won the war. Slavery was abolished, and Harriet went to upstate New York to be with her family. She married a man named Nelson Davis, adopted a daughter named Gertie, and continued to care for her parents and other black people who needed help. She opened the Harriet Tubman Home for the Aged in 1908 and kept giving speeches, fighting for the rights of black people and women. Harriet Tubman died in 1913. It is thought that she lived to be the age of 90. In honor of her bravery and all the people she rescued, President Joe Biden hopes to put her picture on the $20 bill. Harriet's inspiring story is a reminder that even when things are hard, you can make a difference in the lives of others and change the world. And I think that is so, so true. If she kept strong in her heart and strong in her faith and believed and trusted, she did just about anything she could set her heart to do. And so can you. And that, my friend, is, say it with me, the
end.